You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1637. Today, we hear the story of Cricket, a foal who started out life with the cards stacked against her, and how her determination, along with owner Tracy Bryant's determination, has allowed her to not just survive, but thrive. And I'm so happy to have Kristen Sturken back, the equine product manager for Sentinel Horse Nutrition, on the podcast with me. And we also have with us today Tracy Bryant. She's the owner of Twin Oaks Farm in Ocala, and they are breeders of AQHA and APHC World, National, and Congress champions. So they've got some really awesome horses there. She's going to tell us a little story. So first of all, thanks for stopping by, Kristen.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for digging up Tracy so she can be on the show and tell us about her adventures.
Very exciting.
Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we're going to talk about a little horse named Cricket. And I think we need to start out with, who is Cricket and how did her amazing story get started?
So Cricket is the product of a breeding that we did with her mother, Styling Conclusions. And her mother was 19 when we bred her. And this was going to be her last foal. And we already had one foal by her. And that filly, as a baby, went out to win about $30,000 in futurity money and several championships at the big futurities, and all was going great until it wasn't. My mother and I had been up for about, going on 6 weeks, pretty much every night, all night long, and we would take turns watching the cameras at night while one of us would take a nap. And the morning that Josie foaled, it was, close to 5 in the morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I had been watching the camera all night. She hadn't done anything different. So I'm like, let me just close my eyes for a few minutes. So I had been asleep for about 30 minutes or so. And my mother happened, she was staying at my house so that we could take turns watching the camera. And she had got up to use the restroom and thought, well, she'd just go in and peek on the camera. And she thought she'd seen something in the middle of the stall. So I heard the truck fire up. She drove down to the barn, and then I heard the truck hauling butt back to the house. And I already knew this can't be good. So she comes flying in and yells, Josie had her baby, and it's not good. So I threw a bathrobe on, and we rushed down to the barn. And what we seen was just, it was heart-wrenching, and I thought we found a dead foal. When we got down there, it was Cricket still in the placenta with all the afterbirth sitting on top of her, and she was not moving. She was cold. Her eyes were not open. We thought she was dead. So we got everything off of her and started just rubbing with towels. And we rubbed and we rubbed for about 40 minutes. And finally she moved a leg. And then it became a real fight. Once we got her up, we realized that we had an even bigger problem, because she was about the size of a small German Shepherd. And we weighed her, and she weighed about 57 pounds, which is about half the weight of a normal foal.
So once you felt comfortable, okay, we've got a live foal, we've basically revived this little gal, gotten her started. What happened when she got up to nurse? Because as we all know, foals need to stand up and nurse in pretty short order. What went wrong there?
So when we got her up, she just kind of was like, she almost act disoriented. She had no real desire to go to her mother. I had decided that we needed to milk the mare and at least get the colostrum in her, thinking that that would maybe help jumpstart her. And we milked her, we got it in a syringe, and we started syringe feeding her, if you will. And we got, the only thing we could get out of the mare was about 30 cc's of colostrum. And we got it in the foal. Well, then we did find, she would go up to the udder and she would, what they call, bird peck at it. Like, there was no, she wasn't sucking it. She would mess around with it, but she would never latch on. So I called some friends of mine that, you know, work for Terry Bradshaw Quarter Horses out in Texas, and asked them if they had ever run into this. And Kate Jackson told me, well, it sounds like you've got a dummy foal. And in 35 years of breeding, we had never had a dummy foal. And I'm like, okay, so what do we do? And she says, well, I would try the Madigan squeeze on her. My husband came home from work, and him and myself and my daughter-in-law sat in the stall floor with her and did the Madigan squeeze. Once we did it, it lasts about 20 minutes. And once we did it and we released the pressure of the ropes, she jumped up, she whinnied, and she went straight over to her mom's udder and started nursing. And I was like, oh, thank gosh, you know, everything's going to be okay. Well, it was okay for a little while until it wasn't. And then later on that night, she started acting like she was colicking. So the next morning, we still did not feel like we were in a good space. So I called Kate Jackson again, and she said, you know, sometimes it takes multiple times of doing the Madigan squeeze to get them to snap out of it. So we did it again. And when we did it again, this sounds a little funny, but she had a bowel movement that lasted about 5 minutes straight. And I don't know if it was just she was plugged up or what was going on, but once the 20 minutes were up and we turned her loose, now she was acting more normal. But we noticed this was day two now that she's been alive. We noticed that she really seemed to be trying to nurse all the time now. Like, there was no nursing, getting full and going and lay down. She constantly, you could tell she was getting aggravated, like she wasn't getting enough milk. And I went and bought her some milk replacer. She would have nothing to do with it. Absolutely.
Who likes powdered milk, right?
Yeah.
Yuck.
What am I going to do? I can't get her to drink the milk from a bucket. I can't get her to drink it from a bottle. And I, at that point, I was on the brink of giving up. So I happened to be going in the stall with Josie's dinner grain. And I'm like, well, maybe if we start giving Josie, you know, some extra vitamins, some extra grain, something, she'll produce more milk. Well, I walked in with the feed bucket, and Cricket met me at the door and dove her head in the bucket of Sentinel Safe Start. And I would, you know, I kind of dismissed it like, you know, she's not eating it. She's just wanting to see what I've got. Well, then she wouldn't let me continue to walk forward. She was like blocking me with her head in this bucket, and there's grain falling out of her mouth, and she's like gumming it. And I looked at my mother and I'm like, there is no way she is eating this grain. And so I kind of moved her out of the way because her mother was having to come apart because she wanted to eat. So I dumped her grain. Well, Cricket couldn't reach the bucket. So she's still following me around now with an empty bucket. And I looked at Mom. I says, go get me a couple more handfuls. I just want to see what she's going to do. So Mom grabbed me a couple handfuls of grain, Sentinel Safe Start, and I put it in the bucket. And sure as can be, she went over there and she started gumming it.
When Cricket stuck her face in the bucket and started to eat grain, I know, as someone who is not in any way well-versed in taking care of broodmares and foals, I would have freaked out a little bit thinking, oh my gosh, he's not going to be able to get that down because, you know, it's horse feed. What did you think?
So I wasn't really concerned with her being able to get it down because the way that this product, that the Sentinel Safe Start is made, as soon as it gets wet, it kind of falls apart, which was great for what she needed because she basically was making her own gruel. And I knew it did that because her mother had this habit of getting a mouthful of grain and she would dunk it in her water. So I already knew what happened when it got wet because I was the one that always had to clean the water buckets. So I said, well, I said, we'll just keep Safe Start in her feeder, in her little creep feeder. And I said, in the meantime, I'm just going to keep hanging small amounts of milk replacer next to it. Well, by the second day of her having her own Safe Start in her feeder, she started this habit of getting a few pieces of grain and she would dunk it in her milk replacer. Now, it was not the most clean way to eat because we're talking milk replacer and smushy Safe Start all over the walls, in the milk bucket, on the feeder, on her head. I didn't care how she got nutrition into her. It wouldn't have mattered to me. I was so tickled to see her stand there and actually get nutrition in her.
That is so interesting that little baby Cricket, brand new out of the womb, had that same eating style that mama had. Yeah. Get a mouthful of grain, dip it in the bucket. If you had been trying to feed the mare a traditionally formed pellet, that wouldn't have been easy or comfortable for the foal. So, Kristen, I'm going to ask you a question. When Cricket would dunk her Safe Start feed and it turned into smoosh, did it just turn into smoosh, or is the Safe Start extrusion process also going to change how and what that foal gets to digest?
So the reason why it turns into smoosh so easily is it is due to the cooking process. We use heat and moisture and pressure to form those extruded nuggets, and they're very light and airy, very porous. So that's what makes the nugget so easy to break down. We actually have a soak test with water and a pressure test that we use to show horse owners or veterinarians just what Tracy is describing, that it virtually hits the water if you soak it, or hits the milk replacer that Cricket was dunking it in. It hits any kind of liquid, and especially if the horse's saliva, it just starts to break down much quicker and more completely broken down compared to a pellet. So even if she had swallowed some whole nuggets, we know that it takes far less pressure to break apart an extruded nugget compared to a pellet. And just the pressure by her swallowing it and the muscling in her esophagus would have broken it down pretty good too, compared to a pellet. So that is part of it. What was definitely helping. The cooking process also helps to make the nutrients very readily available. We almost say that the cooking starts to pre-digest some of the key nutrients, like protein, like some of the starch in there, and get them digested where we want them to get digested in the horse. So definitely I would attribute the extruded form to a lot of the success that both Tracy and Cricket experienced.
So Tracy, for someone listening to this podcast and is imagining, or even worse, going through something similar in that they have a foal who is either not getting sufficient milk from mama because mama's a poor milker, or perhaps they have a foal who's just not enthusiastic about nursing, what would you say to them when it comes to what they're feeding their broodmare and what they're offering their foals?
So it's funny you ask that, because while we were going through this, triumph of milestone steps, it seemed like, with Cricket and with success with this feed, I had a friend, a Facebook friend, we've never met in person, but we've talked many a times. She actually reached out to me because she was going through something similar. She had lost the mare. She was trying to bottle feed or bucket feed, and it was not going well. And I told her what was working for us. And she's like, oh my goodness, I can't thank you enough. She says, I'm going to get some right now, and I'm going to try it. And I said, you may even want to try mixing some of your milk replacer with the Safe Start. And I said, and get him going on a gruel. And because he was a couple weeks old, so he was a little older. Cricket had absolutely no teeth. And she kind of did this on her own. Like, I would have never thought that a foal that was just days old would even attempt to eat it, much less start to eat it and then figure out to dunk it in her milk replacer. And we started calling it her milk and cookies.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us about Cricket today. She started out as a 57-pound, essentially premature sort of a baby. What does Cricket look like today, and what is she up to?
So Cricket is a little over a year old now. She is living her best life growing up. She's got 5-acre pasture that she runs out in and plays, and you know, she's still eating her Sentinel Safe Start. She gets fed 4 times a day, 4 small meals broke up throughout the day. She just had her teeth done the other day, and they are fabulous. She actually got to go to the prestigious Breeders' Halter Futurity last year as a baby. We didn't think she was going to live, and not only did she live, but she got to go to the prestigious Breeders' Halter Futurity and brought home a couple of checks. So that was extremely exciting. And my trainer also feeds the Sentinel Safe Start. So there was no problem sending her, you know, to the trainer. They were feeding the same feed. She was already used to it. And we feed all of our horses, from broodmares to young ones to, you know, ones that have never been bred but are going to be bred. And we've had tremendous success with it. We have not had a colic in over 10 years, knock on wood. Everybody looks great. They are on minimal amounts of grain. And I think the grain is so complete that you don't have to add any extras. You know, we don't feed any
stuff. Isn't that nice? You don't have 1,400 different buckets of stuff to add in.
Well, that, and you know, it's funny. I have a friend, she's like, oh, well, we don't feed any grain. You know, I just feed a ration balancer and Timothy hay. And I'm telling you, at least once every 6-8 weeks, she's at the vet clinic because somebody's colic. And, you know, everybody thinks it's because you're giving them grain, they're colic in, or because you're doing this. I solely believe it is, you have to feed a complete balanced feed. And we think we have found that with Sentinel Safe Start. It serves a secondary purpose. If you have a foal that his mother is not nursing good, it's a perfect feed that if that baby has got to start eating it to save its life, it's right there and readily. The nutrients, like Kristen said, are readily available. And I don't think Cricket would be alive today if that was not an option for her.
That's so cool. One final question. Does Cricket still dunk her feed?
She does.
Yay!
And she's looking more and more like her mother every day. And we're planning on eventually getting her back to the show ring. We'll probably give her this year to grow up and finish growing and be a baby and do all the things she's going to do. And we're planning on possibly next year taking her back to the show pen.
Well, congratulations all around. And you can find out more at feedsentinel.com/podcast. And you can also find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.